Well, it is Stewardship Sunday at Calvary. And if you have been here for any length of time at all, you know this is one of my favorite Sundays of the year. It is right up there for me with Easter and Pentecost. I mean, I love Stewardship Sunday. And today we are in for perhaps our most unique and I believe profound Stewardship Sunday yet. A couple of weeks ago, I was with our Presbyterian women, Circle One, which meets on the first Tuesday of the month, and at one point, our discussion turned to the subject of worship. Specifically, we talked about the challenge of keeping worship meaningful and of maintaining our traditions and our rituals, but doing it in such a way that they never become rote. We never want worship to become something where we just go through the motions, where the action that we are engaged in is divorced in any way from the purpose for which we are doing it. This morning, we have the opportunity to participate in three of the rituals that Calvary holds dear: receiving new members, baptism, and then presenting our offerings and our pledges for the coming year. So if you've noticed, there are three parts of the sermon listed in your bulletin. So while I see the panic building in your eye, let me just say it won't be three 25-minute sermons this morning. We are going to have a participatory service. That's the thing about rituals. They involve all of us as participants. It's not just that someone new comes to join the church or comes for baptism. As an entire congregation, we are part of these rites as we make new vows to members, as we affirm our own baptismal covenant, and then as we pledge to pray, to care for, and to financially support one another so that we are all committed and we're in this together, this way of life and faith that these rituals represent. The traditions of the church keep us grounded. They are a visible reminder of who we are and to whom we belong. I love the fact that these rituals are tangible. They're tactile. Water, human touch, standing, kneeling, reciting the Apostles' Creed, all of it is an embodiment of our faith. We bring all of who we are, not just our intellect, as if we are affirming simply in a mental way what we believe, but we bring our emotions, our soul and spirit, and yes, our body to the task of being the church. As we physically embody these actions and these rituals together, community is then formed. We develop a common story, a shared history, as we open our lives to one another, as we walk together through the ups and the downs of life, as we eat together, which we're so good at doing here at Calvary, as we celebrate together, as we're going to do this morning, and as we did yesterday with the Clay family and the impending arrival of baby Clay. And yes, sometimes we even cry together.